The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Imagine this. You sign up to take up a loan, doesn't matter what kind of loan it is, and then something or someone goes into your smartphone metadata, digs around, tries to find out what your credit score is. Scary, right? But hey, you know, checking someone's credit score by just using their smartphone metadata is possible, all thanks to CreditLab. And Singapore-based CreditLab is committed to making credit available to all. And they do this by giving businesses access to an untapped, highly predictive source of behavioral data to make faster, better credit scoring decisions with zero error rate. The main question I have, though, is how would this platform, or would how this platform works, be considered a breach of privacy? That and more as I ask my guest and welcome my guest, Peter Barczyk, who is co-founder and CEO of CreditLab. Peter, good morning and welcome to the studio.
Good morning and thank you for the invitation.
We have some tough questions to get through, but it all starts with understanding the product, right? So tell us about CreditLab. How did it start and, you know, really who benefits from using this platform?
Yeah. So CreditLab develops AI-driven scorecards based on smartphone metadata.
Okay.
And the major objective is to help lenders, banks, consumer finance players to improve their ability to evaluate customers.
Okay.
And also, we are part of financial inclusion initiative because we're helping people who are financially excluded to receive standard banking services thanks to CreditLab's services.
You talk about looking at smartphone metadata. For those of us who don't quite understand, what exactly is metadata? What kind of metadata are you looking at?
Yeah. Metadata is data about data. So
okay. We
don't read clients' emails or SMSs. We are looking at features like frequency of calls or frequency of SMS sent or receive.
Okay.
We're looking at ratios, the ratio read or unread emails in your inbox at 9 a.m. in the morning, for example, or the length of your SMS received or sent. So these are metadata. It's not nothing personal. We don't collect any PII, any sensitive or private information, because the data that we have access to is predictive to assess the creditworthiness of customers, and we don't need to read, you know, private or sensitive information.
Sure. But how does knowing that I receive long SMSs, or maybe we take, for example, receiving emails at 9 a.m., how does knowing how often I receive emails at 9 a.m. play a part in my credibility?
So first of all, your phone contains a lot of behavioral data.
Sure.
So
sure. Everything
what you do through your mobile phone, and mobile phone captures your actions. And we don't know what will be predictive. We need to run data through our analytics, and after that, we know which features and what is predictive about data. And so the aim is to develop a tailor-made scorecard for every client of CreditLab. So we don't sell any generic scorecards, but a tailor-made scorecard, because only tailor-made scorecard can add substantial value to banks or lenders' process.
Interesting. And this is quite accurate to credit worthiness.
Yeah, we're adding around 39-40% to the predictiveness of banks' general model. So this is how much we can add into the process.
Just to expand a little bit on this predictiveness that CreditLab has, I understand that CreditLab analyzes consumers' behaviors, matching them with the likelihood or willingness to repay. What kind of behavior are you looking for when it comes to willingness to repay a loan?
So the traditional method how banks are evaluating customers is to look at clients' income. Then they'll know whether a client will have ability to repay back.
Yeah.
But ability and willingness is something else. And for willingness, you need to use a behavioral data.
Right.
And this is what CreditLab does.
Okay, and what specific behavioral data are you looking for here?
So the way you use your mobile phone, basically, just a few examples, applications you have installed on your mobile phone.
Right.
You can even make prediction about a gender of a client because of applications.
Sure,
in several categories. Right. Maybe looking at the frequency or the number of application per category.
Or maybe at which time of the month you use the app, like after payday, do you use it? And, you know, maybe you're using it to pay off your loans.
Number of payday loan providers app.
Okay.
It's also important.
What about red flags? Because obviously this is supposed to judge a person's credit worthiness. And if a person is unworthy, what are the kind of red flags that the platform looks for?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So if customer comes with an empty mobile phone, that's a red flag.
An empty smartphone. Who does that?
So you have, I don't know, three contacts saved there.
Sure.
You have nothing in your inbox. So this is a red flag because this means that that particular client could be a fraudster who tries to, you know, get a loan, and then his willingness to repay will be very, very low.
Potential scam there.
Yeah.
You guys are based in Singapore. Could you share with us why you've chosen Singapore?
I set up a company January 2016. And so 4 years ago, the main reason is because doing business environment here in Singapore. And although we have no clients in Singapore, we serve clients around Singapore. But we use Singapore as a hub. There's a great pool of talents here. No issues to get good employees. So, yeah, environment is perfect.
This algorithm that CreditLab has come up with, did it take long to create, and how hard is it to continually maintain and update?
Yeah, so it took us 4 years to develop over 1 million features that we're using currently. We started with around 100 features back in 2016. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly adding new features. We're improving. Sure. Our R&D is great in that. So it took us 4 years, basically.
MoneyFM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station. I'm Elliot Thacker. This morning, having a conversation with Peter Barczyk, who is co-founder and CEO of CreditLab. So Peter, we talked about how CreditLab doesn't look at a person's social media data to decide on credit score. You would think you could do anything with social media data, but why have you guys chosen to stay away from that particular aspect?
Yeah, we analyzed that back in 2016 and found out that the predictive power is not that big comparing to device data.
Right.
And predictiveness is the key criterion here, so that's why. And also, to access social media data, you need to ask for additional permission or additional credentials to access data. And we want to make this process of creating a score as smooth as possible. That's why we don't need to enter any social media accounts.
So you've lined it up very nicely. You've talked about how it accesses SMS, perhaps the usage of apps, even emails. You also talked about how you don't need to look at the information on these correspondence, so to speak. But did you get any, I don't know, backlash or questions about whether or not even these actions, do they breach privacy?
So we always collect data with clients' consent.
Okay.
And with permissions generated by operation system. If there are no permissions, or if client, you know, doesn't give us consent, then we cannot. Or the application will not work and we cannot generate a score. That's a simple rule. So if we have no consent, we have no permissions, no score is available.
Fair enough. Let's talk a little bit about some of the expansion that has happened with regards to CreditLab. Sometime last year, CIMB Philippines partnered with CreditLab, and the aim was to further drive financial inclusion. Tell us a little bit about this partnership.
Yeah. So we started with first client back, you know, in 2016 in Indonesia. Then we expanded quickly into Southeast Asia, Philippines, Vietnam, and so on. Now we are in 19 different countries. It's really easy to expand because we can deploy our solution remotely. We don't need to be in Mexico, Brazil, or Africa. And this is where we are right now, and we're expanding further. So the project with CIMB in the Philippines, we started a year ago.
Okay.
And it's a new project, new credit availability for Filipinos. And so we started with them from day one. From day one, they were able to use our score. And through that, we're helping them to limit their cost of risks.
Right.
We're helping them to make instant credit decisions because our scores are available in a couple of seconds. And also, we're helping them to expand because we are able to evaluate almost everyone. While traditional ways of doing credit policy is that you have to check clients' credit record.
Sure.
But you have a lot of people who are financially excluded, people without prior credit experience, but everyone has a mobile phone. And through that, we can score and we can provide that valuable information to lenders so they can make better credit decisions.
Peter, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but in your experience with the countries that you partnered up with, which country initially showed the most financial exclusion?
I think among our countries where we operate, I think it's in the Philippines.
Right, right. So that partnership definitely makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys have also quietly launched in South Africa. Why did you decide to make it so quiet? I mean, it's quite an interesting market.
Yeah, so the issues that banks or lenders have hidden in Southeast Asia is exactly the same.
Okay.
It's the lack of information, lack of instruments to assess customers. Every day, there are millions of people coming into mid-range income category. They want to live their life. They have some aspirations.
Sure.
And through our services, they can have that.
All right. Let's wrap up with the future of Credo Lab. Peter, what are your expansion plans? World domination, perhaps?
Yeah, we won a FinTech Festival Award last November. So this helps us a lot. So our future plans are connected to expansion.
Sure.
We see huge potential in Latin America, India, or Africa. We already discussed that. So this is where our focus is right now. And we need to build a proper sales network to cover that. We cannot rely on remote access as today.
Sure.
So, expansion and building the sales network is top two.
I can see India. It's got huge potential with the rise of tech over there. Very interesting market.
Yeah. We're already there. We signed a first client there in November last year. So.
I've been speaking with Peter Barczyk, who is co-founder and CEO of Credo Lab. Peter, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Alan.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.